USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Overreporting of COVID-19 cases by government officials has surfaced again. This time, the overinflated number of California children hospitalized with the coronavirus was overreported by 40%. A peer review commentary from two University of California, San Francisco academics found broad instances of children being hospitalized because of COVID-19 caused ailments to be exaggerated. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday signed legislation banning abortions in the state as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The Texas bill, known as SB 8, was slammed by critics as one of the strictest and most extreme measures in the nation, but applauded by anti-abortion supporters as a landmark achievement. Former President George W. Bush said in an interview that Iran helped launch the Hamas terrorist group to attack Israel. Bush says, "What you're seeing playing out is Iranian influence targeted toward Israel." USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the mask mandate rages on, mixed messaging from government officials has most people scratching their head. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The list of national retailers who are no longer requiring vaccinated customers to wear masks continues to grow. The CDC changed its guidance last week, saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in certain situations. Grocery store chains Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Aldi, and Meijer, as well as Best Buy, Dollar General, and Lowe's, are the latest stores to say they'll drop their mask requirements for vaccinated customers. Walgreens is one retailer keeping their mask requirements in place for both customers and employees. The pharmacy chain says that it's a destination for COVID-19 vaccinations and testing, which is why it's leaving the rule in place.
A recent survey of tens of thousands of people from around the world reveals people trust their employer to do the right thing. The least trusted, their government and the media. Hong Kong police said Tuesday there is no evidence the director of its national security department, who was arrested in a massage parlor raid, was engaged in any immoral or illegal behavior. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.